There's a domestic violence case in Russia that has stoked outrage for the past year. The case involves three sisters and their father. Activists following the case are demanding changes to Russia's domestic violence laws. The World's Lucy Martirosian has this story, and a quick warning, there are descriptions of violence coming up that may be upsetting to some listeners.
This is from a play called Three Sisters, not the famous one by the 19th century writer Anton Chekhov. It's by a Russian group, Theater Doc. It's not your traditional theater performance. It's where eight women are sitting on stools reading from scripts. They're reading actual court documents and testimonies from the case of Maria, Angelina, and Christina Khachaturian, three sisters who are now 18, 19, and 20 years old. They've been charged with premeditated murder of their father. Mikhail Khachaturian was a veteran of the Soviet war in Afghanistan. He kept a stockpile of knives and guns in their apartment in Moscow. He beat his daughters. He called them dirty sluts. He sexually abused them. When he felt like the living room wasn't tidy enough, he pepper sprayed them. And last summer, in 2018, the Khachaturian sisters had enough. When their father dozed off in his armchair, they attacked him with a kitchen knife and a hammer. He tried to put up a fight, but died minutes later.
This case is very unusual in many respects.
Natalia Vasilyeva is a Moscow correspondent for the Associated Press.
This is probably the first domestic/sexual violence case that has gained prominent attention here in Russia that has become a rallying cause. This is the first time we're seeing something like that, like a serious public debate about what's happening.
Vasilyeva says the Khachaturian sisters were driven over the edge to kill their father. That's something their lawyers and even the prosecution agree on. But what they don't agree on is whether it was self-defense.
I think the main point of contention here, which allows some people to brush away the accusation of domestic violence and the fact that these women were driven to the edge, is the fact that many people say that it wasn't self-defense because it wasn't spontaneous.
Self-defense comes at a price for women in Russia. Some wind up in jail, or worse, dead. According to the Russian government, around 12,000 women die every year in Russia due to domestic violence. 2 years ago, conservative groups pressured President Vladimir Putin to sign a law that decriminalized some forms of domestic violence for first-time offenders. It means people could get away with 15 days in jail if they beat their spouse or child, but stop short of breaking their bones. Domestic violence lawyer Alena Popova says, in reality, the punishment is even lighter than that. She cites one case to me.
This man, he beat his wife. He took a hockey stick and beat her. And he paid a fine of 5,000 rubles for that because he didn't break any of her bones. He knew how to beat her.
5,000 rubles is less than $100. Popova has tried to change this. She's tried to get politicians involved to take domestic violence seriously. One key lawmaker she's met with is Tamara Vasilyevna Plitdova. She's the chairwoman of the Family Affairs Committee in her state's parliament. But Popova can't change her mind. Plitnova just tells her the same thing over and over again. In Russia, we don't need laws protecting women against domestic violence because we have a particular relationship with men. But Popova doesn't know what she means by this. Nobody does, she says. I reached out to Deputy Plitnova's office to ask her myself. She declined to comment. It's not unusual for government officials to make these kinds of statements, though. Most of these lawmakers in Russia, they've been running things for over 30 years. To them, domestic violence is a private family matter. The police treat it that way, too. This is a country where the saying goes, «Бьет, значит любит». If he beats you, he loves you. The Khachaturian sisters' trial hasn't started yet, but there have been several leaks of evidence already, like this one.
On the day of their detainment, a piece of audio was sent my way, an audio message sent by the sisters to their father. And in the message, it was clear that he didn't see them as his daughters, but as objects, like his property. And it was clear from the audio message that they could have had sexual relations.
It was after hearing this message that Popova decided to become an advocate for the sisters. But not everyone supports them. Khachaturian's nephew, Arsen, has gone on Russian TV a bunch of times to defend his uncle. Here he's saying, why should I feel bad for them, the sisters? They didn't feel bad for their father when they brutally murdered him. That's the TV audience booing him. Domestic violence lawyer Popova says things urgently need to change.
The government's saying to victims, don't even think about defending yourself. Let yourself get raped, let yourself get killed, only when you're a corpse. Only then will the government punish the assailant.
More than 200,000 people have signed an online petition demanding the sisters' freedom, and it's inspired not only theatrical plays, but poetry readings and picketing. The case of these three sisters highlights the weakness of domestic violence laws in Russia and the apparent indifference of politicians. For The World, I'm Lucy Martirosyan.